North Korea sends a missile over Japan. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Pyongyang launching a suspected intermediate-range ballistic missile that flew nearly 2,800 miles, crossing over Japan, then splashing into the Pacific. Some residents in northeast Japan were told to seek shelter. Japan's defense ministry says they do not rule out any options, including potential counterattacks. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan condemning the launch and reinforcing the U.S. ironclad commitments to the defense of Japan. South Korea has heightened its defenses in response. Florida continues recovery efforts in the wake of Hurricane Ian. Lee County, Florida Sheriff Carmine Marcino says many people are still unaccounted for.
Our local, state, and federal partners are coming together with search teams and going through the debris to make certain that, God forbid, a loved one is in there, injured, hurt, that we get to them. God forbid they're deceased, that we do it the proper way, every single step of the way.
The National Guard has deployed troops to some of the barrier islands hardest hit by Ian's landfall, bringing in water and other supplies by helicopter. President Biden will visit Florida Wednesday for a first-hand look after spending time Monday in Puerto Rico, inspecting the damage done by Hurricane Fiona and promising federal help.
Federal government is going to provide individual assistance for up to $37,900 for essential home repairs. Another $37,900 for lost property, as the law calls for.
The president says the Puerto Rican people have shown extraordinary resolve after several devastating storms in recent years. Former President Trump suing CNN, claiming the network is trying to short-circuit any future political campaign by using the term the big lie to characterize claims of fraud in the 2020 election. He's asking $475 million in damages. Wall Street Monday had its best day since July. The Dow gained 765 points. NASDAQ added 239. The S&P 500, 92 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A rocky start to jury selection in the trial of the man accused of crashing through a Christmas parade in Wisconsin last year with his car. The defendant kept interrupting the proceedings.
After the judge called six recesses due to Daryl Brooks' outbursts in court, the judge had him placed in another room where he could watch jury selection continue. He's acting as his own defense counsel and proclaimed that he was a sovereign citizen. He questioned Judge Jennifer Doro, demanding her name and certified copies of her oath. He also complained of being bombarded with paperwork and demanded prosecutors prove he's a U.S. citizen. The judge told Brooks she can revoke his right to represent himself at any time. Brooks is accused of mowing people down at Waukesha, Wisconsin's Christmas parade last year, killing six and injuring dozens of others. He initially entered an insanity plea but dropped that last month. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Closing arguments have begun in the Kristen Smart murder trial. She was the California co-ed who disappeared 26 years ago. Paul Flores is charged with her murder. His father, Ruben Flores, accused of helping his son dispose of the body. Their trials were heard together, but separate juries will decide each man's guilt or innocence. California state water officials say the state's drought continues after the driest three-year stretch on record in reservoirs at less than 70% capacity. Just in time for Halloween, a New York State farmer has set a new record.
Visitors to the Great Pumpkin Farm in the Buffalo suburb of Clarence could be saying, oh my gourd. It's now home to the heaviest pumpkin ever recorded in the U.S. It weighs a staggering 2,554 pounds. And while that shatters the previous American record, it's still shy of the Guinness World Record. That was set by a grower in Italy at just over 2,700 pounds. That's a lot of pumpkin spice latte. Tom Graham, Fox News.
In Monday Night Football, the San Francisco 49ers beating the defending Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams 24-9. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.